Well, there were two by-elections last night, one where we lost a seat to UKIP and one where Labour held on to their seat. And this speaks to a wider truth, which is that if you vote UKIP, you're in danger of getting a Labour government with Ed Miliband as Prime Minister, Ed Balls as Chancellor, and you'll get no action on immigration, no European referendum, and obviously, most importantly, you won't get a continuation of the plan that's delivering success for our economy and security for our people. So that is the wider lesson of last night, and we have 7 months to demonstrate that only a Conservative government can give people the stability and security that we all want to see.
Do you accept that we are now in at least four-party politics in England, and with the Conservatives losing support in the north, losing support in seaside towns in the south, and little support in Scotland, a majority at the next election is looking very, very difficult?
Well, I think the next election is the most important in a generation. And I think what last night demonstrates is that if you see a big UKIP vote, you will end up with Ed Miliband as Prime Minister, Ed Balls as Chancellor, Labour in power. And more to the point, you won't have the long-term economic plan that is really beginning to deliver for this country the stability and security that people want.
Turning to Ebola, you've introduced checks at some UK ports. Health experts seem to be suggesting that's a waste of resources. Should we not be focusing on where they can really help?
Well, what we're focusing on as a country is taking action right across the board to deal with this problem at source. We're making a bigger contribution than almost any other country in West Africa to help deal with the crisis at its source. But quite rightly, we're taking all the steps we can to keep our own people safe here in the UK. And what we do is we listen to the medical advice and we act on that advice. And that's why we're introducing these screening processes at the appropriate ports and airports.
Thank you.